Part 1. Aftermath. Chapter 1. The Universe Vanishes.
Don't worry, I'm going to tell you the whole story. Everything you missed, everything you were robbed of, everything that happened at the edge of your understanding when you were present but absent. Yes, the whole story of what I tried to make sense of, and what I tried to do to help you, and what happened instead. But I can't do that. Can't give you a true picture of what happened out there in the world without you knowing what I was dealing with privately, inside me, in here. The public and the private, facts versus feelings, is and seems.
A theme to which we'll return.
As your dad liked to say in his lectures, oh aye. And I want especially to make one wee detail of my inner emotional geography totally clear. Okay by you if we do that? Cards on the table before we move on. So, the short version is that when we got back from Ararat, your famously brilliant, logical, level-headed sister was a snivelling, useless mess. A mental and emotional farm fry. Exhausted, rattled, a bag of nerves without a clue. I wanted answers, and I wanted them yesterday, and I had to face the fact that I didn't even know what questions to ask. Oh, and I was desperately, desperately thirsty for you to recognize me and say my name. Failing that, to answer a question, or ask one. Failing that, to at least say something I could understand. But you weren't there. Your will, your motivation, yourself wasn't there. Or else it was there, but it was buried under layers of rubble, like an earthquake victim, trying and failing to claw its way back to the surface.
It's everything and it's nothing.
You'd say.
It's everywhere and nowhere. Now.
What is D? Are you talking about the architects? Are you talking about something you saw? Something you experienced when they were there?
It's light everywhere. It's a...
A what?
A kind of perfection.
What is?
A hunger.
Daniel, please.
No bodies. No emotions. No time.
Daniel!
Then there'd be 5 minutes of silence.